The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Adam's with us. You've got a terrorist age 14, surely not.
And it's just interesting, there's an Anzac guy in here. So this is Britain's youngest terrorist, a guy whose name you don't know. And basically the High Court has ruled today that he must remain a mystery for the rest of his life. This is a guy jailed for life 4 years ago when he was only 14 years of age for plotting to kill Australian soldiers and police officers during the Anzac Day parade in Melbourne. There's a guy called Sevdet Besim who ultimately was found guilty at your end of things, but he'd been supplied with messages by this 14-year-old, known only as RXG, who wanted to basically become radicalised, and he wanted to take it out on soldiers and police in Melbourne. Well, today the High Court in London has ruled that RXG will remain a mystery to all but a very few. He's now 18, but the ruling is that to identify him would undermine all hope of rehabilitation and also possibly create reprisal against him and his family. So he will remain RXG, and that's it.
Unbelievable that they could be radicalised at such a young age. Adam, tell me, we've got the first ashes coming up. Are you going to be polite to us as we go through this series, or are you going to get agitated as we beat you test after test?
I imagine that the crowd are going to start off giving David Warner and Steve Smith a bit of a go because it's all good fun, and because the other way around, you guys wouldn't let up, would you? So why not? But overall, in the cricket, it could be interesting. I think a lot of people are suggesting it could be a bowler's series rather than a batsman's series, as it tends to have been in the past few. But also interestingly, this is going to be the start of the World Test Cricket Championship. We finally got there after 142 years. We knew it was coming, but the first Ashes test at Edgbaston will be the first of 72 test matches that will define the nine top nations and ultimately a final probably at Lord's in 2021. Did we need that extra pressure? Isn't the Ashes enough? But now we've got a World Championship on top of it.
I would have thought the Ashes would have been plenty. Thank you, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow.